Hello, it is Christy with the Laugh or Cry podcast, and you're getting no makeup and glasses, Christy, if you can see me in video. Otherwise, nothing has changed. We're going to go into some more of the toxicity things over here. Let me get out my speaker so you can hear them as well. This is, some people think it's the catfish. Some people think that it's Cody and Robin. And honestly, after you hear some of this stuff, I doubt it's going to be Cody talking trash about himself. My dog may be rearranging pillows behind me, so if you hear weird sound, that's him. I personally think that it's McKelty and Tony, and the reason that I think that is because sometimes they're not as good at putting the filter on the voice, and the one sounds exactly like Tony, like inflection. I mean, it's his voice. McKelty, they put a filter on, you don't see anybody, or they'll put a picture up. They did get some from, I think it's McKelty's Patreon, got like some one-on-one with her interviewing Aspen and, also interviewing Isabel. But I really think it's the kids that all, the ones that live in Utah, which I think Peyton is one of the ones that lives in Utah. Well, here is some questions. I wholeheartedly believe Robin has turned... hold on. Let me read that a little better. My glasses. I wholeheartedly believe Robin has turned him into a miserable human because making her happy didn't jive with making the rest of the wives happy. Let's see what they have to say. Oh, come on, computer. Come on, Peter.
It's interesting to see what people believe based on what they've seen solely on television. Oftentimes, it's drastically different than what's actually happening. I would say it's closer to the other way around. He has made her a miserable person.
You know, and I kind of can't disagree with that, because we've seen when she first came onto the scene, she was lovely, thin, pretty. She looks like she has had the world beat down on her. So yeah, I kind of agree. I think Cody has made her miserable. Here's one that has been answered before, but people are still asking. Are they courting a woman out of the country?
No, he is not. No.
No, I didn't think so. It doesn't make sense that he would court someone out of the country. Because... one, big spotlight on you, like, hey, I'm trying to get a green card marriage. And Robin, do you think she's really going to say, yeah, I'll get a divorce from you? They really ride for Robin. And after rewatching all the seasons, Robin really wasn't as bad as we think. Cody changed, not Robin.
Robin is not a perfect person. Neither is Cody or Christine or Janelle. And certainly not Mary. But there are reasons why people close to the family are not as hard on Robin as the general public. And those people would know much better than people who have never met her before. You can say what you want about Robin, but I will say that she was never physically abusive to any of the children or wives, and she was never intentionally, emotionally abusive to any of the children or the other wives. Does she subconsciously manipulate? I think yes. But she's not evil. And there are a couple of players in the game who are evil, so focusing on them makes more sense to me.
Oh.
Robin is not a perfect person.
Oh, there we go. Oh, so like... one, we know they're talking about Mary. I mean, that's pretty much a given. They're talking about Mary at this point. But who's the other person? I'm going to guess Cody. I mean, it's so funny because everyone's like, oh, Cody this, Cody that. I'm like, they pretty much bash him in some of these. All right, this next question. You've been brainwashed by Robin, obviously.
So how long have you known Robin for, Julie AS 3.1?
So sometimes they just clap back All right. So is the whole family out of the cult now, including Cody and Robin? They put K and R.
Nobody in the family is part of the AUB anymore. However, Cody and a couple other adults in the situation, not the children, still hold a lot of beliefs that are associated with the AUB. I feel like Robin is really especially hanging on to a lot. I don't feel like she has much direction without religion. It's rough.
Oh, I can totally agree with that. She does come across as being a weak person. She'll stand up for herself every once in a blue moon, but she seems like the kind that's brainwashed into the man is the one that controls everything and you do what the man says. That would not fly where I'm from. Has the family gotten together as a whole after Christine leaving?
Everybody? Absolutely not.
Yeah, I kind of didn't think that was going to happen either. Why are you defending Robin unless you are?
Well, I can confirm that I am not Robin. I know it would require a little bit of critical thinking on your part, but it does help to know somebody in person instead of forming your entire opinion on somebody based on what producers of our reality TV show decide to show you, a viewer.
Now, that could either... Again, that's Payton or Tony. It's Payton or Tony. But this is so true. Reality TV, it's scripted. I mean, I used to work for a reality TV company, and the only shows that are reality that are actually real are like Intervention or Hoarders. You know, those are real. Those are not scripted. And they are horrifying. But any of these, like Real Housewives of, or So-and-So Loves Whatever, or This Island, or whatever, all that stuff has gotten so much production on it that... Kardashian's great example. None of that shit is real. None of it. And y'all buy it, but none of it's real. So much of this is edited. I mean, granted, Cody does look like shit in a lot of it, so some of that's all him. So you're claiming that Robin is too dense to manipulate deliberately?
No, not at all. I don't think she's dumb by any means. But I know that she was in a cult and has been in a cult for a very, very long time. A cult that was built on patriarchy, on misogyny. Your husband is always right. Men are always right. Don't question. Follow what your husband says. I also know that she's been in more than one abusive relationship. And if you've lived through abuse, you might know this, but you figure out how to do things, get your way, but also keep the peace.
Now, I gotta tell you, I grew up in the South, and the women in my family are the ones that wore the pants. I can't even wrap my mind around patriarchy at all. Now, there's a lot of Southerners that do, obviously, but not in my family. Does Cody read what people say about him online? Or does he ignore it to protect his ego?
Yes, he is chronically online. He has, I guess they'd be called, like, burner accounts. And he is online all day. It's an obsession for him.
I think
in a way he likes it. He likes to be talked about, even if it's negative, but I also think it gets to him. I think he knows what he has become, and you know, some of the comments really ring true, and that's not something that he can deny. I guess it's sort of just a dichotomy. It's, he loves it and he loathes it. Yes.
I'm telling you, like, I think Robin might not, because Robin, it doesn't seem like she has any social media at all. Or if she does, it's fake accounts, you know, with not her real name. Cody, I love that, they call it burner whatever's. But yeah, I mean, I guess that is one way of calling it that. But you know, because I've dated guys that are like that, that have like fake accounts so that they can. And those people are fucking crazy. That's why I'm not dating them anymore. They're crazy. And I love that all the kids or whoever these people are keep referring to them as cults. Yes, because that's what I've called them from day one. All right, another question or comment. But it's not subconscious. Do you understand that, I can't read what that word is. Manipulation is abusive. It's tiny print.
Habits can be formed by doing the same thing over and over and over again to protect yourself. Just like if you are a child of abuse and you develop certain coping mechanisms that may not be healthy. It often takes therapy in your adulthood to realize that you are still doing those same things that you did as a child to cope with abuse.
It's so true. And yeah, unless you get therapy, you might not even know that you're still being bothered by it, that you still... Why? What is keeping Robin from working? See this one.
Everybody does work that's on the show. Believe it or not, it is a full-time job to work on a reality television show. There are meetings all the time, phone calls. This is all of their jobs. Some choose to do other things as well. The wives that are more liked can be more public. But the public has decided to villainize Robin. So if she went to try to sell something, people wouldn't buy it.
Because it's ugly.
And anybody that has been on reality television, it would be extremely hard to go get a regular 9-to-5 job.
People do.
When everybody knows your face. If Christine or Janelle... worked in a store, even as beloved people on the show, they would be just harassed at their workplace. And then imagine someone like Robin, who is the most hated on the show, trying to get a job. What would happen? What would happen to her?
Oh, I thought they were going to talk more. I mean, I guess that's true, but at the same time, well, you've got those guys in Vegas that have the pawn shop. I mean, yeah, I'm sure people come by there to see that. American Pickers, they've got a shop. You know, people come by to see there, but they're still working. You know, the show is not everything. The show, I mean, yeah, it takes up some time. It does. There's meetings. Yeah. There's phone calls. Yeah. But not as much as they're playing it to be. I mean, they'll even, I think I can't remember if it was Christine or Mary or who it was that said that they film like on 2 weeks, off 2 weeks, something like that. So, I mean, yeah, maybe, I don't know. Something about Robin changed the dynamics, hands.
You know what changed the dynamic is cheating. Cheating did.
Clap back to Mary.
Somebody had an affair. And because in the AUB, you know, you need a certain amount of wives to get to the celestial kingdom.
That's such bullshit.
Robin was a good idea. Mary was already out, by the time that Robin came in. So,
So, allegedly, I've read in different places, and they've said it on here multiple times, that there was an affair Mary had in 2008. It sounds like maybe with two people, like maybe a ménage à trois situation. And then that's not counting the catfish thing that we saw. So, and again, the catfishing thing seems so bizarre from listening to the voicemails and reading texts if they weren't edited between each other. It sounded kind of, you know, she'd met the people or person or whatever. But whatever. Do you think he views this page? Somebody else answered this already.
He sure does.
That sounds like Peyton to me. That's so how he talks. She sure does. Like, if you listen to that 3-hour video interview, which I did, yeah, it sounds just like him. I doubt even his own children would know this, let alone whoever this is. Not that I'm a fan of his.
He's on his phone all the time, around everybody. Yes. And he is very vocal about what he's doing. He likes to read comments. He likes to read Reddit pages out loud. So, yep.
I knew it. Oh, my God. Well, we've seen it on the show. He'll have his phone, like when he'd be spending time with other wives, allegedly, earlier in the whole run of the show. He'd be on his cell phone a lot. Christine and Janelle both have said that he's on his cell phone a lot. So I totally believe this. She could clean houses for Pete's sake. I'm assuming they're talking about Robin working.
She doesn't need to clean houses because she gets paid for being on TV. That's like telling somebody that's got a 9-to-5 job that they should get another job at Burger King because they could. Huh.
Now, I get that, but again, you know, they're not making as much as they were when the season first started. Because back a handful of years ago, TLC was ready to cut them loose. And Cody went to them and said, hey, instead of these 5 salaries you're giving us, we'll do it all for the 1 salary. So they're not making as much as they were, and they're sure as hell spending a lot more than they were. I mean, granted, they've got the 2 properties paid off, I think, but the other's not. And that house of Robin's ain't paid off. That's not paid off, I don't believe. Again, you're talking like $900,000 house. It's not paid off. They're spending lots of money, and I doubt she's stopped going to Victoria's Secret for her jeans. All right. Do you think this account is going to affect the next season?
Most of the season has already been filmed. So no, I don't think it's going to affect next season. I don't know how many more seasons there will be, though.
I have been saying this forever. I think this coming season's going to be the last one, because who gives a shit anymore? I mean, the 3 of the wives are supposedly gone. He just looks pitiful. The kids are all grown. I mean, the whole point of watching it is watching that dynamic, watching them raise the kids. And most of the kids are out of the house. You've got, by the time they're filming this, Janelle's youngest one has probably already graduated high school. Because I know, I think she was turning 18 recently. It truly is the youngest one. And that's one of the things this toxicity keeps pushing, is that these kids are not getting paid. Kids are not getting paid what they should, or at all, because the parents control that. Did Mary move?
She's currently in the process of moving from Flagstaff to Parowan. She's still doing some things in Flagstaff, but she's close to moving. And I thought that she was going to announce this last week. I don't know why she hasn't yet, but there you have it. Yes, she is moving to Parowan, Utah.
So that's where the Airbnb is, right? Parowan, which is a weird name. But Oh, love that. So she's on the verge of making yet another announcement. I love it. All right. So calling them fat and stretch marks isn't evil. I think they're referring to one of the tell-alls that Robin spoke of.
I can say pretty confidently that Robin didn't know that making that statement, that she would be taken that way. Robin has stretch marks. Robin has gained weight and lost weight and gained weight. She was not talking about a specific wife. She was talking about them as a group. She was talking about Cody still loving them and appreciating them, even with those things, which is flawed in itself.
Yeah, you think?
Because that should just be a given.
Jesus.
Unfortunately, when you grow up in a cult that is misogynistic and patriarchal, these kind of beliefs that you have to be a certain way, look a certain way for men, stick with you. And yeah, this was a really unfortunate, an unfortunate thing. I know that everybody that has been at the couch at the tell-alls have all said things that they wish that they wouldn't have said. Things that were misinterpreted or, you know, it's tough. It's tough.
It is tough. It's tough. But, oh man, I don't know about saying stuff that they shouldn't. I would have probably said a lot more than these girls did say. Well, I'm going to end that right now because there's so many more. So keep listening and we're going to hear more of these TikToks and you're going to get my opinion, which opinions are like a-holes. You know, everyone's got one. Again, this is for entertainment. I'm saying none of this is fact, but it probably is. Let's be honest. It probably is. So we're going to go on. They're going to be talking here in a little bit about the Duggar family, that 19 and counting train wreck of a show. So stay tuned. That'll be the next episode of the Laugh or Cry podcast. And thank you for listening. Subscribe if you haven't. Get notifications to let you know when I've got another one coming out. If you'd like to financially support me, which I would love, I've got a Patreon where there'll be a lot of extra content on there that isn't anywhere else on the interwebs. So thank you for listening to Laugh or Cry. Come back and see me again.